to the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. God bless America. I'm Steve Huber. This is the Steve Huber Show for Tuesday, September the 22nd, 2020. Good to have you along for the conversation. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Quebec, Canadian police targeting a suspect for sending a ricin-laden letter to the President of the United States. An assassination attempt, I would say. Number two, protesters have targeted the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, among others, as they have apparently gone completely insane in their ill-fated attempt to stop the nomination to fill the seat on the Supreme Court left open by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And number one, the president back on the road again, continuing with his rallies. In Ohio, a critical swing state, as it always is, he spent time on the big ticket items for the upcoming election, now just 6 weeks away from today. Number one with a bullet, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG's vacant seat on the United States Supreme Court. Democrats, of course, going wild, saying he can't fill that. Well, of course he can fill it, and of course he'll put up a nominee. 29 out of 29 times that Supreme Court nominees have become available in an election year. When a seat becomes available in an election year, 29 times previous presidents have put up a nominee. 19 times those seats have been filled. Of those times, 19 times occurred when the White House and the Senate were controlled by the same party, and of those seats, 17 were filled. And when the party in power in the White House was not the same as the Senate, only two of those seats were filled. So there's the math. And right now the math is on the side of the Republicans, because really, there's not much the Democrats can do. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski said that a nomination should not be put forward. They know that it will be. They said it shouldn't be put forward. They didn't say they would not vote. They did not say they would not vote on the nominee. And Susan Collins, who I think is driven by her conscience, who really is driven by her conscience, when she sees a qualified nominee ready to take a seat on the United States Supreme Court, she's not going to vote no on that. Even Lisa Murkowski may not be able to say no to that. She didn't vote the last time around, as you know. Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed 50 to 48. That was it. That was it. By the way, the president says he will choose a woman for that vacancy. We don't know who yet. Probably Friday, maybe Saturday, we'll get the announcement. With barely more than 35 days to go, we'll get the announcement. He was in Vidalia, Ohio, Monday, and here's what he said about choosing a woman. It's bite number six from the president. Listen to this.
First of all, you know we're working very hard on getting a third Supreme Court justice. And I'm going to announce who that is. The only thing I'll say for the women, it will be a woman.
And there you have it, saying that he will select a woman to fill the seat left behind by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died Friday at the age of 87. Complications from pancreatic cancer, her fourth battle with cancer. Clearly the president and those inside the White House knew that it was coming, because on the 9th of September, the president issued a new list of additional justices to be considered for the high court, giving the indication that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's demise was close at hand. How I missed that, I'm not quite sure, and I apologize for that, because, you know, she'd be astute enough to figure that out. Meanwhile, let's give you a little example of the meltdowns going on around the media world, around liberal circles. Don Lemon of Chicken Noodle News, man, he's having a tough week. He knows there's no way to stop what's about to happen. He and all the Democrats know that all the protesting and all the violence and all the rioting won't stop the United States Constitution, won't stop the president from doing his constitutional duty of nominating somebody to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. And because the numbers are in the favor of the Republicans with 53 seats, there's not much Democrats can do to stop the process from going forward and in a timely fashion before Election Day. But Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo having a little therapy session amongst themselves anyway. Bite number nine. Listen to this.
No matter what happens, everybody sticks to
the team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to what you have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people,
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislatures.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe.
All right, so there it is. Blow it all up. Get rid of the Electoral College. Change all the rules. We can't win with these rules. We must change the game. Of course, Don. Ah, that's the way it is. If you can't win, find a different game to play. Cheat, lie, steal, whatever it takes. Follow the money. Mm-hmm. It is remarkable, isn't it? By the way, when asked about packing the court, because that's another threat for the Democrats, pack the court. Try an impeachment effort, maybe, says Nancy Pelosi. But when it comes to packing the court, Joe Biden won't even say it's not true. Joe Biden won't even say if he's elected president, they won't pack the court. Change the court from 9 to 15 or 21 or 116. Whatever it turns out to be. Remarkable how far the Democrats will go to cheat and change the rules. It is truly remarkable. Go to bite number 5 with Joe Biden. Hear this.
Anyone put in a list like that under these circumstances will be subject to unrelenting political attacks, because any nominee I would select would not get a hearing until 2021 at the earliest. She would endure those attacks for months on end without being able to defend herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's why he's not putting out a list, although he promised that he would do that. He promised in February and again in June to do that. He said, we're putting together a list of African-American women who are qualified and have the experience to be on the court. But right now, I'm not releasing that. But he said he would. In February, he said he would put that list out. Anyhow, he didn't do that. Instead, the jackals of the mainstream media running around barking and drooling and carrying on, trying to find some way to distract you from the truth. And the truth is, the Republicans have the numbers. And Democrats, you don't have the votes. Didn't I hear that in Hamilton? You don't have the votes. That's correct. And so, that's where we sit. At any rate, how about this? PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Be patriotic. Support American farmers. That's my call to you at this moment. PatriotFoods.com is a U.S.-only produce brand delivering fresh and frozen anywhere in America. Free of charge, by the way. No charge to you. PatriotFoods.com. And one more thing. When they make a sale, they help out a military family in need. It's the right company to support. PatriotFoods.com. Fresh, frozen, delivered to your doorstep. No charge. Anywhere in America. And customer service, if you have any problem ever, they'll take care of you. I promise. I know. I've got experience with these guys. All right, there you have it, Patriot Foods. Quick break here on a Tuesday. Tom Fitton not far away. Stay close. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You're in the No Panic Zone.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
In the 10. It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 million in premium play is up for grabs. It's $1 million summer only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete details. Tonight marks the first of a two-game series in Minnesota against a Twins team that is playoff-bound and seems to feast on the Tigers. Detroit has had some consoling wins this year, like splitting the season series with the Reds and Brewers and winning this series with the Cubs. But the biggest concern is their struggles within the AL Central. Cleveland won two of the three series and won 7 of 10 overall, and the White Sox won all three series by reeling off 9 straight wins against Detroit. The Tigers have split the first 8 meetings with the Twins, and though it may not seem like much right now, winning the season series or even splitting with Minnesota might go a long way toward helping Detroit next year. If this young Tigers team wants to contend in the near future, it has to hang tough with teams in the AL Central. So these two games are statement opportunities.